This is The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in for Tanzina Vega. Public pressure from Democrats continues to mount against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which has been newly deputized under the Trump administration. And that's putting some blue cities and towns with lucrative ICE contracts in a tricky situation. Matt Katz is an immigration reporter from our local WNYC newsroom, and he's been following how this is playing out in three counties in New Jersey, where ICE pays millions of dollars each year to detain immigrants in county jails. Matt, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, sir.
So bring us up to speed here. First, just explain what these ICE contracts are.
Yeah, these are contracts that have been in existence for years with little controversy. Basically, ICE relies on private prison companies and county jails around the country to house its detainees. And it's been doing this in New Jersey since the 90s. But the number of detained immigrants at these jails has skyrocketed under Trump. They're bringing in about triple the number of immigrants and collecting, according to my calculations, about $6 million a month from ICE. And the most interesting thing about this is you have these Democratic counties. They're all blue counties, and they're making money off ICE. It's part of this larger controversy over ICE and the Trump administration.
Here's a clip of county legislator Anthony Veneri, who is a Democrat, being pretty frank about why Hudson County does contract with ICE.
If we didn't have the contract, our facility would be probably a third of the population. We'd have to do layoffs. We'd be hurting our own staff. I'd be hurting our own county families.
So there's an economic argument. Some of these counties need the extra money.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the argument they make. There was this unique opportunity here because New Jersey instituted a bail reform law last year that essentially diverted nearly a third of all county jail inmates in the state from jail. They're going to drug treatment programs or released under supervision instead of being locked up. This occurrence of these empty beds was perfectly aligned in terms of timing with Trump coming into office. He's now detaining more immigrants, and New Jersey has all these empty beds. And it enabled ICE to fill those beds with immigrants and enabled these counties to make some extra cash.
And Matt, you've been reporting on the mounting pressure from liberal activists and also Democratic politicians for their counties to sever ties with ICE, regardless of the economic impact, I guess. So, Matt, what is the argument from people who oppose these contracts and how are county officials reacting?
It's simply that we're Democrats and we should not be complicit with Trump's deportation machine. And by locking up immigrants who have been picked up as part of Trump's new policies, then we are being complicit. That's what these Democrats are saying. They're saying that any benefits in terms of tax dollars is just simply not worth it. They say that the county should have nothing to do with it, regardless of any cash benefits.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with WNYC reporter Matt Katz, and we're talking about immigration and customs enforcement contracts in three New Jersey counties to detain immigrants in county jails. Now, usually, Matt, immigrants who are in the country illegally but who have not been accused of a crime, they go to detention centers. If they've been accused of a crime, they go to jail, of course. But there aren't enough detention centers in the country, so ICE pays county jails to house them there. Matt, have you been able to visit the immigration wing of a county jail? Can you tell us what the conditions are like?
Yeah, I've visited all three in New Jersey. And the best way I can describe the conditions is it's prison, just like you'd imagine. They wear orange jumpsuits and they have limited outside recreation time. There's lots of complaints from them about the food. There's concern from human rights organizations about the use of pepper spray and restraint chairs to suppress immigrant detainees who act out.
So people who oppose Trump's immigration policies, they don't want their counties to do business with ICE. But there is a flip side to all of this. Here's a clip of county legislator Anthony Veneri, who we heard from earlier, on why he thinks undocumented immigrants should stay in Hudson County.
They'd be shipped to Montana or Texas, where they're not going to care about the inmates from the area because they're not going to have the families outside ringing the doorbell saying, hey, my son's in there, my father's in there, my mother's in there, help her.
So is there a legitimate argument there? Where would detainees from the surrounding area go if not New Jersey? How far could they end up?
They could end up anywhere around the country. ICE transfers detainees all the time. Now, the activists argue, hey, you know, we're going to shut down the ICE operation at this jail and then at that jail and then at that jail. And it's going to create this spiral which will force ICE to change its policies and to not detain as many people as they do now. But as you heard from Anthony Venneri there, that seems unrealistic and they're just going to be shipped off. And he has an ally, interestingly enough, among immigration attorneys. Most of the detainees are represented by pro bono attorneys. That's because New York State and New York City fund pro bono attorneys for detained immigrants. That's unusual. And there's concern among immigration attorneys that if their clients are shipped to, you know, Tennessee, that they won't get representation and they are much more likely to be deported without an attorney.
So what's the latest in this back and forth? Are these contracts still ongoing?
They are, but one in Hudson County, New Jersey, looks to be on the verge of being scrapped. There's a meeting scheduled for October in which the county freeholders, that's the county legislators in New Jersey, are supposed to vote to end the contract by 2020. They're going to do a gradual exit from the contract, and that appears to be poised to pass.
And beyond New Jersey, is this something that you see playing out in other Democratic-run jurisdictions?
Yes, I do. In fact, there have been local jails across the country, even in some areas that are redder than this part of New Jersey, that are ending contracts to detain ICE prisoners. Most recently, Alexandria, Virginia, Sacramento, California, Springfield, Oregon. And just a couple of weeks ago, Atlanta, no more ICE detainees. They're all being moved out of the Atlanta jail there. So it is something that is happening in fits and starts around the country, but it's unclear if it's amassing enough of an opposition to these detention contracts to actually force ICE to change its policies in terms of detaining people.
Matt Katz covers immigration for WNYC. Thanks for joining me, Matt.
Thank you, Sarah.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.